News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says he has heard Americans loud and clear who are seeing their old health insurance policies go away due to changes in the new health care law. As a result, the president announced today that for 1 year, insurance companies will be able to keep offering consumers plans that otherwise would have been canceled as a result of the law.
The bottom line is insurers can extend current plans that would otherwise be canceled into 2014, and Americans whose plans have been canceled can choose to re-enroll in the same kind of plan.
Speaking at a White House news conference, Obama also noted while the first month's enrollment numbers under the plan are lagging, he nonetheless is vowing to build a better health care system for every American. Janet Yellen, President Obama's nominee to succeed Ben Bernanke at the Federal Reserve, defended the central bank's stimulus policies on Capitol Hill today. As NPR's John Itzde reports, Yellen's strong performance before the Senate Banking Committee puts her closer to becoming the first woman ever to lead the Fed.
Yellen was poised and firm in response to questions. She countered concerns about the effectiveness of the Fed's $85 billion a month stimulus program, saying it has clearly helped the economy by lowering interest rates.
It has been a positive factor in generating the recovery of the housing sector. I think we have seen a very meaningful recovery in automobile sales spurred in part by low interest rates.
Yellen said the timing of a move to dial back the stimulus depends on the health of the economy. The banking committee could vote to send her nomination to the full Senate as early as next week. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
With the death toll continuing to rise in the Philippines following last week's typhoon, getting aid to all those affected is becoming increasingly difficult. The BBC's Rupert Winfield Hayes in Tacloban reports on efforts there to recover from the typhoon.
And there's another one also that went on the box. She's my mother-in-law.
In one district near the airport, the police told us they had picked up more than 100 bodies this morning. It is a grim task, but vital if the world is ever to learn the true death toll from Typhoon Haidar. The aid effort is still only just beginning. There is still no large-scale food distribution taking place and won't be for several more days. But for the first time in a week, the people of Tacloban are starting to feel as if they haven't been forgotten by the rest of the world.
The BBC's Rupert Winfield Hayes. Defense contractor Lockheed Martin is wielding the jobs-cutting axe. The company announcing today will be eliminating 4,000 jobs, or roughly 3.5% of its workforce, as it looks for ways to lower costs amid reduced government spending. The company says it plans to close plants in Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Texas, as well as four of its buildings at its California campus. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 54 points to end the day at 15,876. The S&P 500 rose 8 points, closed at 1790. You're listening to NPR. More than 40 people are dead after a suicide attack and twin bombings in Iraq today. The explosions apparently targeting Shiites there who are marking a religious ritual. Officials say more than 100 others were wounded in the attacks. The ritual is observed each year over a 10-day period, but has been marred by violent attacks by extremists. Intelligence officials say they think the U.S. no longer faces a significant threat of another September 11th-style attack from al-Qaeda. As NPR's Kerry Johnson reports, the big concerns now are cyber attacks, homegrown radicals, and people returning from the fight in Syria.
In his first congressional appearance as the new FBI director, Jim Comey told the Senate Homeland Security Committee that cyber attacks represent a challenge.
Right, cyber is sort of, I think of it as an evil layer cake. They're just trying to steal information. They're terrorists. They're organized criminal groups. They're hacktivists. They're identity thieves.
Comey says the risk of a cyber strike could well displace terrorism as the biggest priority for the FBI in the course of his 10-year term. Comey also says he has no objection to lawmakers interviewing witnesses about last year's deadly strike against U.S. interests in Benghazi, Libya. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Americans saw their debt levels rise last quarter for the first time in 5 years, with much of it apparently a result of student loan debt taken on as people sought to retrain themselves for new positions in the workforce. New York Federal Reserve Board says total consumer indebtedness rose 1.1% to a total of $11.28 trillion during the third quarter, the biggest jump since 2008. Since the collapse of the housing market, Americans have been whittling down their debt. However, Americans did boost their credit card borrowing. They've also borrowed more to buy homes and cars and took on more student loan debt. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.